Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's Gospel, our Lord calls to himself his disciples and says, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd." Here we have our Lord revealing to his disciples the sentiment that is in his heart, and that is a sentiment of pity, of mercy, of love for the evident needs of the crowd. And we're talking about natural needs here, right? They need food to eat because they've been there a while listening to him, to his words of wisdom. And now our Lord cares that they don't have food to eat. He's also been there working miracles, right? Causing the mute to speak, the deformed to be made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see. And so this reveals something to us of the heart of God. It's as if with these same sentiments of pity, of mercy, and love, that God was looking down on the world from heaven prior to the incarnation. That he looked down upon the world and saw the broken race of humanity, right, with all of our error, all of our sin, everything evil that flowed from that original sin, all of that deformity brought to human nature, that human nature that God formed from the beginning, whole and holy and justified, and then had been deformed by sin. The lame walking, that is mankind not able to walk in the path of virtue. Mankind blind, not able to see the truth about God and about himself. And so our Lord, looking down upon humanity with pity, mercy, and love, decides to become one of us, to become a man, to redeem us and to make us whole, to bring us light, able to see, and grace, and able to walk. And so all of the readings and the prayers of today's Mass are very sacramental, right? How many loaves do you have? Seven. How many sacraments are there? Seven. To feed us and to nourish us spiritually. Again, the same thing, the responsorial psalm, which talks about the house of the Lord, the church, our Lord being our shepherd, bringing us to these verdant pastures, restful waters, refreshing our souls. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, talking about the mountain of the Lord of hosts, which is the church, providing for all peoples, the rich food, choice wines. Again, it's all sacramental language. And so our Lord has given us these sacraments for our spiritual nourishment, and so we should avail ourselves of the sacraments. You know, why does it happen that 6, 7, 9 months go by without going to confession, or maybe even years going by without going to confession? You know, the sacraments are there for us, and the Catechism says this about frequent confession, the benefits of frequent confession. Without being strictly necessary, confession of everyday faults, venial sins, is nevertheless strongly recommended by the Church. Indeed, the regular confession of our venial sins helps us form our conscience. Okay, that is to have a right judgment upon what is good and pleasing to God and what is bad and evil and displeasing to God. Fight against evil tendencies. Let ourselves be healed by Christ and progress in the life of the Spirit. By receiving more frequently through this sacrament the gift of the Father's mercy, we are spurred to be merciful as he is merciful. And so I recommend usually that everyone go to confession at least once a month to make this regular confession and receive all of the benefits of the sacrament which Christ has instituted for our spiritual nourishment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.